We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you, though? Do you like where you're at?
I would say we're just okay right now. You know, I think we expect a little better, but I'm not criticizing our players and coaches. That's a part of being in the second week with no preseason. So we have high expectations and we want to be better. So I think that's just speaks to who our guys are as people. Yep.
Pat Nagy post game. You love the record. You just aren't quite sure how they got here and what it all means. And that's what we do on Bears Mondays is try to get a little closer to figuring some of that stuff out. We thank those that helped us today as guests, Patrick Manley and Hub Arkish. Thanks to Brian Gerch for moderating a very busy day on our Twitch feed. I think it got upwards of 240 people, and this is that's a lot as we were watching Hub at his new retirement lake house or semi-retirement lake house. Pretty cool stuff. And so thanks to him for that. Thanks to Jay Zawoski for helping out. Thanks to as the executive producer and Ray Diaz, all the things that he does for us. There are so many, there are too many to name. It is now time for Lawrence Holmes to take over Bears Monday. The ball is in his hands for the next couple hours. And the Bears they're entertaining us, but they're taking years off our lives, man.
I actually have enjoyed that, though, that they've made these games exciting enough that we're like, oh, you're engaged and you're sitting on the front part of your seat going, are they going to be able to finish this thing or
I fell off the
not?
Couch, Lawrence. I literally fell off the couch. When I saw the flag come down in the end zone, I did a full, 180 slow fall into, the fetal position, and I got the news that it was offensive pass interference while staring at the television upside down on the floor.
Well, that's a good way to receive that news, for sure. And look, this is what no preseason kind of looks like, too, where they're trying to figure some things out. I actually thought that there were so many positives from yesterday's game that I'm trying to not go crazy with some of the bad things that I saw. Because I saw some development, like quarterback development. Now, you have to look at that with who the opponent is too, and maybe that doesn't excite you. But before I really delve into the Bears stuff, I wanted to go back to what you were saying about the broadcast. Because Dan, I had the same feeling Saturday night. I'm sitting there listening and having been in clubhouses with AJ, having interviewed AJ as many times as I have, it almost feels like Fox has neutered him.
Like, he had a lobotomy. I mean, it's just right. There's nothing going on.
Well, my issue is you have to kind of decide. They've decided that they want to use AJ, the personality. And what bothers me is AJ's really smart. I'd love to see them set him up to talk about pitch sequence. Yep. And to talk about what catchers are doing on particular plays. Things that he saw and liked and remembered from his time as a player. There's not any of that there, and they're not kind of letting him do the AJ thing from a personality standpoint. So it might as well be anybody. Any ex-player could do what they were asking AJ to do on Saturday, and I wish that they would tap into how... I don't think they're tapping into the resource that he is as a baseball analyst, like pure hardcore baseball analysis from a guy who is not that far removed from playing the game. I'd like to hear more of that from him.
Oh, I totally agree with you. And when we're spoiled by the quality of our local broadcasts for two first place teams, we're flat spoiled by what they're doing and the level of the discourse, the overall brain power of those broadcasts, just the intelligence that we get from them. And I know that maybe they don't think the national audience is ready quite for some of that stuff, but you know, there's so much data, there's so much information, all the StatCast stuff, use it. It just seemed to me like it was incredibly generic. It just was this sort of this warmed over kind of thing where it was funny that I always talk about this White Sox group chat that I'm on with my childhood friends. This is all lifelong diehard White Sox fans, one of whom is related to one of the owners of the team. Nobody knew that was AJ. Everyone's like, who is this? I'm like, guys, that's AJ Pierzynski. And the reaction is like, what? Like, that's not, like you said, that's not the AJ that we thought, you know, the guy with strong thoughts on everything.
It and was a personality.
Really weird.
And
yeah, and a personality.
AJ, and again, like, to me, the most important thing is AJ's super smart. And if you want to, I don't think that you have to go like total StatCast broadcast. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about using some of the subjective from a guy who used to play and having him help walk us through. If it were a Dodgers A's game that they were doing, okay, fine. But this is a franchise that these are two franchises that he knows pretty well that he could speak on. And I'm just like, come on. Like there's more here. Like they're not getting the most out of a guy who I think is both smart and entertaining. And they won't even lean one way or the other. Like if you want to go like, let's just have AJ be wacky, I'm good with that, but go all the way. And if you want AJ to prove, hey, this is why a lot of people thought that he was such a smart player when he was in the league, you can dig into that too. And with the national broadcast for the Cubs, like I just think that whole thing is a disaster. All of it.
The worst.
All except for like when they add in Buster Olney and Tim Kirkchen, who I think that their information is really good. I need more out of the broadcast overall. And I would have, like, when you make the remark of, you know, a triple to left field at Wrigley Field, yeah, now tell me why that happened.
Yeah, because not supposed to happen.
Very rare thing that happened.
And it ended up getting a guy benched because it was allowed to have happened because of what was perceived to be some laziness. Meanwhile, while we're dishing it out against broadcasters, credit to Ian Eagle and Charles Davis. And I adore both guys because they're both tremendous guys as well as being really good, solid professional broadcasters. The ease with which that broadcast has come through. This is a brand new cast. They've never worked together before. They're two games in. That was tremendous considering everything else that's going on and how disrupted broadcasts have been. Don't sleep on what it takes for them to sound as natural and as compelling as they were. They did a really, really good job. If we're going to complain about Dick Stockton and everything else, that was effortlessly professional yesterday. And I'm always, always happy to hear either one of them. It's even better when they're together.
It's about roles. Both of us have done play by play. So we kind of understand what the roles are. It's a matter of setting your analyst up and having your analyst be the one who's doing the most talking. On a television broadcast, it's a little bit different, but Ian Eagle is one of the best play-by-play guys in our business. The stuff that he does on the Nets, he and Sarah Kustak won Emmys this past year, and he gets it. He understands how to lay it up for his analyst. The play-by-play guy doesn't have to show you how smart they are. You've got someone like Charles Davis at your disposal. Move out of the way and let him do work. And I think that they understand their roles better than most people. And with some, it's personality driven too. Like I actually do like Joe Buck and Troy Aikman because
I do too.
It comes across like they're doing great work, but their closeness and their bond comes across on the air. And that takes time. But in lieu of having time, having two guys that understand, okay, this is where I can walk the ball up to, and this is where I can take the ball, and this is when I get out of the way and let the play-by-play guy do his thing. I think there's tremendous value in just doing that and letting your analyst shine.
And when you have somebody with their are naturally upbeat too, and they don't sort of beat you over the head with how important everything is, I always feel good in the hands of an Iron Eagle broadcast, in that I know that he knows it's just sports. Part of that is just his overall sort of twinkly sense of humor. But I just they strike a tone that for me as a viewer is very comfortable.
I agree. And it's one of the reasons I love having Charles Davis on the air. He's so complete. Like, it's, you know how it is, Dan. Like, you get some of these games, and we'll talk to analysts that are coming in and doing a Bears game, and they're talking about things that happened 3 weeks ago or a month ago. I know that whenever I put Charles on the air, and we had him on Friday, that I'm getting a guy who is paying attention to what is happening, is watching the tape, understands where things are. And I imagine that Giants fans felt the same way. That this wasn't someone who just parachuted into the broadcast. It was someone that took the time to make you feel like, as a viewer, that they weren't just cashing a paycheck, that they were invested in giving you the best analysis that they could give you on that particular game.
Lawrence, I know that you have your usual Bears Monday. I believe Anthony Herron is scheduled to join you at 1 o'clock, but I just want to make sure you weigh in. Give us your thumbnail sketch. How good are the Bears?
They're 2-0.
I didn't ask that. I didn't say what's your record.
I agree with their coach. They're okay.
Okay.
And the best part is, winning games allows you to fix stuff outside of a pressure cooker. And I think there's value in that. I really do. And I'm going to break it down. I got some stuff that I want to do and I want to talk about from the game. But it's better than them being 1-1. It's better than them being 0-2.
Yes, and no one's arguing it's better than the alternative. I just keep I get the feeling that, looking at how huge this week could be, this could be the week that they absolutely just get kicked in the rocks, and we're all reminded of what it means to slay bums for the first couple of weeks.
But you can make a lot of money
on football picks.
The problem is that the Falcons are kind of a dumb football team, and that played out yesterday as well. They've got some issues too, with coaches going for two in weird situations, and them being the statistical anomaly of scoring 39 points, not turning the ball over, and still managing to lose a game. That is impossible to do, and yet the Falcons did it. So this could happen again, where the Bears end up in a game against a team that you don't know how good the team is, and they win, and you go, are they any good? They're okay. And that's all that we can say. So, Dan, I appreciate it. I will talk to you tomorrow.
Go get them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.